So good Chodesh, Chanukah Sameach, Freil Chan Chanukah. There's a clip going around the internet now. Some comedian, a Jewish guy, said, you know, Jews are obsessed with time. You know, no other calendar has times on it. Everyone just has dates, but you know, times, you know. And one of the jokes was, hey, you know, do we have time? But what time is tree lighting tonight? What time is tree lighting? Do you still have 18 minutes? When does it end? You know, Jewish comedian. It was going around. One of my coworkers told me about it. Then my wife played it for me. I feel like once it goes around, where I hear it from one person, then somebody else shows it to me again. I know it's going around. I didn't get it yet, but I'm sure somebody else will forward it to me as well. So we're obsessed with time. And another thing we're obsessed with is questions. Questions. Jews have famous questions also.
Why not? that's an answer.
This is true. We like questions. We even answer our questions with more questions. So there's a famous question. It's called the famous question of the Beis Yosef. The famous question of the Beis Yosef goes as follows. The Beis Yosef says, we know that we light 8 days of 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 days because every day was a miracle. So one day for every miracle. If that's the case, so what was the miracle on the first day? And you know, from there, tons and tons of answers come out. Well, maybe it was finding the oil. Maybe it was this. Maybe it was that. There's a sefer called Ner Lemeah where they give 100 different answers of sages over the years to the famous question of the Beis Yosef. So we have a treasure that we found. Rav Kook used to speak at Shalashuddas time. The Shalashuddas Torah, the Rav Kook's Shalashuddas Torah, was something very, very unique and very, very fantastic. It would give these talks, and there was spur of the moment. It was off the cuff a little bit, to a certain extent, off the cuff. I mean, this is the type of off the cuff when they asked Rav Shechter, how Rav Herschel Shechter should live and be well, about how he was able to answer all the questions that were coming up during Corona, life and death questions. Heads of non-Jewish hospitals would call him up. There was one or two occasions that his son Rashai told us about that they called the director of the hospital in terms of triage, in terms of who gets a respirator, all these different questions. Rav Shechter would pause for 10 seconds and answer a very cogent, compassionate, but very, very well thought out answer. And at one point, Rav Shai said to him, Abba, like, when did you have time to prepare for all this? This is Jewish, just emerged. How do you answer these life and death questions with such clarity and compassion, like on the spot? And he said, I've been preparing all my life. So Rav Kook's off the cuff comments are also, he's been preparing all his life at the same time. So these specific Divrei Torah that Rav Kook spoke were not written down. He didn't write them. He didn't have any speaker's notes. But somebody wrote down notes. They're called the Shmuot Riyah, the things we heard from Rav Kook. And it's a really, really fantastic, fantastic sefer that not a lot of people know about. So now I'm letting you in on the secret. Now you know about it. You can be the street team, also tell people. So this is one of the ideas that Rav Kook discussed at a Shalashuddas. The famous question of the Beis Yosef, of Yosef Karo, what was that extra miracle? So Rav Kook begins by saying, it's very interesting that we understand that the miracle was that they found this oil. And to him, this was the most important thing. Why? Because if the truth is that God could have just made oil just appear out of nowhere. They could have just the menorah could have just filled up with oil. They needed the oil. The menorah could have filled up with oil. Why did they have to go find a Pach Shem and they had to find a cruse of oil? And he quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says, only a Navi, when a Navi does a miracle, he needs something to start it off with. My daughter Nachama was very excited about this when I brought it up. She said, ooh, like the Isha Shunamis in Malachim, that Elisha came and he said, I want to give you a bracha. What do you have in the house? And she said, we have pots, we have jugs. He said, okay, well, we'll fill them up. And that's what happened. A Navi needs to do a miracle based on something from nothing doesn't work. But God can do nothing, something from nothing. God can do something from nothing. Exactly. So then why did it have to be that they found this little cruise of oil, and that is the miracle the first day? Because if you were to go and have some miraculously produced wheat, somehow or another, back then he didn't know about this yet, but let's say we hydroponically grew wheat, or the Gemara talks about a case where somehow or another seeds grew in a cloud. However, the reality will work that out. We nowadays, hydroponics, it's something close to that. Could I use hydroponically grown wheat to bring the to bring the mincha offering in the temple? Could I'm supposed to. It's a wheat based sacrifice. So what about hydroponically grown wheat? And he says no. It has to be naturally grown and produced in order to fulfill the requirements. So as a result, we needed a flask of oil in order to start the miracle off, so it should be kosher for the menorah. Because the point of the miracle was not just you could light the menorah. It wasn't such a tremendous crisis. The truth is, one actually could light the menorah with impure oil. If everything's impure, the rule is you can use impure oil. What's the big deal? But the point was, as they would say in Aramaic, it's hainuach. It's the same thing, because the point which needed to be proven with this miracle was that observance to halacha. The Greeks said, we don't have a problem. They don't want to knock over the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They said, just why are you so specific about everything? No, why does the food have to be kosher? Why can't I just give a pig? Why not? And the point was that the Hashmonaim were scrupulous. And they said, no, it makes a difference. The mitzvahs make a difference. It all makes a difference. As a result, that's why the miracle had to be specifically in that way. So Rav Kook follows up with a second great question. Now, we all imagine, probably because it was in our picture books, that the Chashmonaim entered the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, and they found the golden menorah. Survey says, incorrect. What did they do? It was either made out of wood, the menorah that they lit that day, or they made it out of shpudim, metal rods, maybe even spears. Knocked off the tops of the spears, lined seven of them up, and bang, that was the menorah on that day. So I don't understand, Rav Kook says, and this here comes into the crux of Rav Kook's answer. It's not just that the oil had to be 100%, but the menorah itself, it didn't have to be specifically conforming to all of those requirements. Why? Because he says there's two aspects. The oil is the spirit, and the menorah itself is the body. To rebuild the Jewish people, especially from that point, and you can understand how he would overlay that into the time that he's living, about the stirrings of a Jewish state in our ancestral land. The body we just needed to be there. But the oil of fire, that's the soul. And that has to be 100%. So the body, okay, we'll get there. Eventually, we'll make a gold menorah. But for right now, a wooden metal menorah, a metal made out of spear handles or whatever, metal rods, that's good enough. So long as the Jewish spirit is there. The Jewish spirit in its connection to godliness and its connection to Torah, that has to be 100%. The body will get it there. And he's looking at the Zionist enterprise and he's saying, okay, we have room to go about the body. Well, let's make sure that the soul is 100%. And when we light the Hanukkah candles, that's what it's about. that on one hand that there's the war, which we talk about it, but most important is that Jewish spirit, because wars are wars. Wars are great when there's a direction, but the Jewish spirit, that's what we really need to sort of guide and move this forward. May we take these next 2 days of Hanukkah, only 2 days left, to access those points of our Jewish spirit, to find that our passion and our enthusiasm. We'll build the body later. Let's focus on reviving the Jewish soul. Let's have a wonderful day.